We'll open a subcommittee of the Subcommittee on General Government, Ways and Means. This morning, we're going to open a public hearing on, because we have a lack of quorum, on Senate Bill 5522, the Government Standards and Practices Commission. Today, Gina Harrington is assisting us as a committee assistant, while Adrian Sexton represents the Legislative Fiscal Office. We're opening this public hearing portion to just hear the recommendation from Legislative Fiscal Office. Adrian?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. Before you have Senate Bill 5522, which is the budget bill for the Government Standards and Practices Commission. The public hearing originally was held on this budget in March of this year.
All bets now are that we will end this session in 2003.
Thank you for that confidence. The proposal in front of you started with the governor's budget, which has $613,772 general fund, other fund of $6,565. The other funds come principally from the sales of materials and documents. Over time, however, that amount has been decreasing because of the availability of the materials on the Internet. So in the table on the front page of my memorandum dated August 5th, you'll note that that number is down quite a bit from the 2001-03 adopted amount. And then the governor's budget also included three FTE and four positions, which is down from the legislatively approved budget in 2001-03. The essential LFO recommendation for the 2003-05 budget is $576,485 general fund, other funds $5,902, and FTE of 2.80 with three positions. And I'll detail how that came about. Item one is that the technical adjustments include the typical inflation reduction, Department of Administrative Services assessment rate reductions, Attorney General reductions, which are shown. That is split out between general fund and other funds, and it's the only assessment that is inclusive of other funds. And merit adjustments, that amount was $10,104. Again, it's general fund only. And the additional item that was not part of the governor's budget is a position adjustment to the executive support services position, reducing it from 1 FTE to 0.80 FTE, and that reduces the general fund portion by $19,367.
How much was that?
$19,367.
Item two had to do with agency vacancies. There was in the agency one vacant investigator position. During this past interim or biennium, they had two investigators using each position, or one position rather, and each was working part time. So essentially, this investigator position has been vacant, and LFO is recommending that be eliminated. The agency has consolidated its investigation position then into one position, and at this time has only one individual serving in that capacity. The policy packages that were in the governor's budget, the LFO is recommending the package 081, which was a reduction of $136,968 general fund. That's the biennialized effect of the special session reductions and underfunding of the budgeted salary adjustment. And this describes also that this involved the investigator positions each being reduced to half time. We recommend your approval of that, and then the subsequent add back of that package 091 is the biennialized effect of the fifth special session reductions. And that amount was $180,364. Package 092 would restore the 091 reductions, and we recommend your approval of that so that the total modifications to the governor's budget are as described in item 1 and 2. At this point, then, item 4 is the what would be the appropriate amendments for modifying Senate Bill 5522 to give the agency in general fund $576,485 and $5,902 other funds and 3 FTE and 3 positions. Approval of those recommendations would give the agency a full all funds budget of $582,387, 3 positions and 2.80 FTE. Which means that I need to change the item for recommendation. I apologize. In the second
Item 4 on page 2.
Right, it should be 2.8.
2.8 FE by approving the amendment.
Correct.
Okay. And the performance measures, let's go over the performance measures over there as well.
Certainly. Performance measures. The agency did go through its process and submit its performance measures, data, information, goals, and mission to the Performance Measurement Measures Review Committee. As described in item 5, the measures are principally efficiencies rather than outcomes, and that was one of the directions that the Performance Measures Review Committee suggested that they take a look at. The committee did indicate that the agency partially met 4 of its basic criteria for establishing performance measures and met the 5th one. The measures do deal with customer service and deal with the number of days that take the agency to deal with certain processes. Some of those processes are in the statute, having to do with the preliminary review and final review of complaints. And then they've also established a process timeline for the number of days to issue a written opinion. They have done well within the targets that they have set and the statutory guidelines and so forth, but the future goals are set at lower or less positive levels based on the reduced funding that they have been operating under at this point. And again, just as a reminder, the agency has been operating at reduced levels. The office is closed one day a week for all staff.
That's at present?
Presently, correct.
So presently we're working on the equivalent of 2.4 FTE, which would be 3 positions at 80%.
Correct.
Okay.
What we're also pointing out is that under the budget recommendation in front of you, that it is 6.12% less than the governor's recommended budget, and that the agency can allocate its staff resources as it needs to meet workload requirements. The agency has been investigating fewer complaints. They've actually apparently been receiving fewer complaints, and so they would have, as agencies do, the flexibility to realize savings in some areas and be able to utilize the staff notwithstanding the 2.80 FTE limit, that they would be able to meet their workload requirements or would have the flexibility to administratively reach those.
Okay. Thank you very much. Do you have the detailed book on the performance measures and their outcomes?
Mr. Chair, I do. And what?
Senator, we're looking at the detail of the performance measures, which are basically outcome measurements as opposed to performance measurements, or as opposed to the efficiencies, recognizing that, that they're already down the equivalent of one full-time position, so and the investigative staff.
I apologize for the delay, Mr. Chairman. The agency did have an updated set of performance measure
perhaps
pages.
Perhaps, Adrian, one of the things you could do is just get me a copy of those so that I'd be able to take it. I know that we've gone over them once previously, but I'd like to have just another look at them and make sure that the outcomes are reasonable based upon the proposal that we reduce two-tenths of the time of the executive support specialist position. Now, Adrian, can you go back through your recommendation again, please, relative to the executive support specialist position and the other work? Because I understand we have an excellent support staff here, and my concern is that between the director and the investigator, that the workload be shared in such a fashion that the 19,367 reduction that we're talking about, the savings, can effectively be shared amongst the staff.
Mr. Chair, I believe what you're saying is that the reduction can be apportioned out at as the agency can either reduce some of the other workload or reduce the amount of time that the director or the investigator spend in their positions. The savings then from that, whether it would be able to offset a full $19,000 in the biennium, I couldn't address. I don't
believe.
Again, because it's going to be workload based.
Okay. I'm anxious about that, but I would like to know that there could be the flexibility there that they, because it was my previous understanding that it was the committee's desire and angst that we, as much as possible, allow the agency to find the 13,000 or the 19,367 inefficiencies, and not reduce the FTE within the department. That being the case, I'm still anxious about them getting their workload done when we cut one position by that one day, making sure that the phones get answered and all of the folks are able to get the water to the end of the row on a regular basis. So can you respond to that? Just
well, Mr. Chair, I can try, and it's based purely on conversations that I've had over time with Mr. Hearn, and if you'd like to have him give you additional detail, he's here. But that as a small agency, as all small agencies face the public service environment, and if you only have two or three individuals in your office, the challenge of meeting that public service role is always in front of them, and it's my understanding that and my own experience that when I call the agency, I may get the investigator, I may get Mr. Hearn, and I may get the executive support person answering the phone. So they presumably have methods of administratively dealing with absences, vacations, and that sort of thing. This would add an additional level beyond the normal or the what agencies would typically experience, but they would still be able, under this proposal, to use their resources to the best degree they can to meet those 8-to-5 Monday through Friday requirements.
I guess the concern I have is that what we're in effect doing is we're cutting approximately 3 1/3% of the total budget in this 19,000, while we're cutting a position the equivalent of about 6% of the total workload position, and my angst is that I have felt that perhaps that could be better managed by the agency by giving them the latitude to spread that around where they wanted it to. Any questions, Senator Devlin?
Just a clarification. The one FTE that is for the investigators, is that actually two half FTE positions?
Mr. Chair, Senator Devlin, the agency had two individuals who were each working half time. The agency up to now has two positions available for investigation. However, they have only really been using the capacity of one FTE. So one position essentially has been vacant and is on the
And the remaining individual is actually working full-time.
Full-time, correct.
Right.
Yeah, everybody
right,
is working.
Right now, everyone's
eight.
Working .8.
Yeah.
And the restoration would be...
The director
would be restored to full time, and the investigator would be restored to full time. Maybe we get Mr. Hearn to come forward and just explain how he would intend to make this work based upon legislative fiscal's recommendations. Welcome, Mr. Moss, to the.
Mr. Chair, committee members, good morning. I'm Pat Hearn, executive director of the Government Standards and Practices Commission. Mr. Chair. I don't know how we're going to make this work. Well, we're going to do our best. There's a couple of things that I think might be not contained in the framework in the background here. You know, Ms. Sexton has referred to the fact that we've had a position essentially vacant, et cetera, et cetera. That was because of special session reductions last year. I mean, it wasn't that we didn't think we needed the position. It's not that we didn't want the position. We didn't have the money to pay for it. But what my intent certainly would be if the 2.8 recommendation is what's finally adopted would be just to watch workload, watch dollars, perhaps work one position less than full-time for a while, and then perhaps maybe have another one. The executive support position that's being recommended to be reduced is in many ways is the most critical position in our office. She answers the telephone. She does all administrative. She manages all of our lobbyist registration and reporting, statements of economic interest that you folks fill out every year, single-handedly. It's really kind of ironic. 10 years ago at this time, we had 6.25 FTE in the agency, including three clerical positions, and I was able to eliminate two of the three because of this gal's efficiencies. And, of course, now with the one investigator position that's already gone, we effectively have had a 25% reduction in FTE in the agency. And so that's a pretty deep cut. And we certainly will not be able to maintain anywhere near the level of service that we've had as far as turnaround time on things and expeditious filing of papers when they come in. It's going to take longer.
Thank you. Representative Johnson and then Senator.
Thank you. One of my curiosities about this is the actual management practices, and I understand that having the FTE described to you is a management challenge. What if you were just given a budget appropriation and asked to manage to the budget, and you manage the FTE however in your best decision as a manager you're able to do that? Is that a solution here?
Mr. Chair, Representative Johnson, I don't know if it's a solution. It certainly gives us a little more wiggle room.
Thank you, Senator Devlin.
Mr. Hearn, the two-tenths of a position, I understand the impact that will have on the agency, and I'm prepared to vote either way on it, depending upon where this discussion goes. But the reality in this room is that now you can compare the importance of various bodies, but we're going to probably put out a dispute resolution commission bill tomorrow in public safety that basically gets rid of the commission and probably funds them at 40% of the level they were funded in the previous session in terms of their activities. We've got other commissions that we won't actually fund probably at all. I agree with Representative Johnson that if there's some way to give you more latitude, that may be a better option than simply designating exactly what your FTE requirements are.
Dave, did you have a response?
Yes, Chairman Butler. I'm Dave Moss. I'm the chair of the commission. I'd like to point out one thing. This is not an advocacy commission.
Well, I wasn't referring to an advocacy.
I know.
The Dispute Resolution Commission is not an advocacy commission.
I understand that. Yes, Senator Devlin, Representative Butler. I would like to make the one comment. This is a very small agency. The flexibility available within this agency is virtually nil. It's standalone. It is in a building by itself. It cannot share the workload with anyone else. 2.8 is basically telling the agency to put a person on part-time, and we will in all likelihood lose that person because they are looking for a full-time job. We can't get 0.2 somewhere else and bring it in. If we could do that, this wouldn't be a problem. What 2.8 is basically saying is that someone's going to work full-time for part-time pay. And that's, as a chair of the commission, I don't feel very good about having my employees under the, I consider my employees, they aren't there, your employees, but I don't think that's an equitable way to get to this. Asking the agency to look at how to find $19,000 in savings is an equitable and reasonable under the conditions you're facing. It seems to me that your issue is the dollars, not how they get to it. And asking the agency to find a way to get there is reasonable.
Thank you. Further questions for Dave or Pat? The committee is going to stand at recess for just a moment. We're looking for Senator Schrader, and then we will proceed. Go ahead and open a work session on Senate Bill 5522. We've heard the recommendation from Legislative Fiscal Office. Representative Miller now moves the recommendation of Legislative Fiscal Office on Senate Bill 5522. Are there any objections? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. Senator Schrader now moves that we approve the amendments to Senate Bill 5522. Any objections? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. And Senator Schrader now moves Senate Bill 5522 as amended to the full committee with a new pass recommendation. Any objections? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. Thank you very much. Representative Miller will carry it on the House floor, and well, maybe not. Maybe I'll carry it on the House floor, and
I'll take it from the co-chairs now.
Okay. Senator Devlin. And Senator Devlin, would you like to take it to full as well?
I can do that.
Okay. We'll do that. Kurt will take it to full. Senator Devlin in the Senate, and I'll take it to the House floor. Thank you very much. With that, we will close the panel down.